biggest and best news ever is Trump on his second impeachment trial has been acquitted. They didn't get enough votes. Thank you very much.
They were 10 short. I can't believe that.
Why?
I can't believe you're such a Trumpy Pumpy fan. Like, so...
No, let me get
you sort of weight go up and down, don't you?
There's not everything I agree with that he's done, but I know he's doing right for the world and America, and I know that does affect them more than us here, but he's been so unfairly treated, drummed out of office.
And okay, so what do you think, and we won't get too political here, but in what way do you think he's doing right for America?
He is bringing out the evil cabal that is around the states at the moment, the people who are doing so much wrong. And this is the stuff that I've talked to you off air about. There's so much going on behind the scenes that there's a massive sting operation being taken place in the country right now. That is why the Biden presidency has been allowed to go ahead. It's like a massive sting operation. And this will be added before the end of the year. You'll see how all this stuff was in place to try and bring out all the evildoers, all the election fraud. That's why they've let the whole thing roll through, because...
So how many evildoers are there? I mean, who are these people?
Well, there are people who are running the Senate in the States. There are people who are running major businesses in there, allowing their businesses to be used for, ties to China and Russia.
Is this all proven?
Well, this is the thing. No one can prove it. It's all information that's out there, but of course...
Is it real information, though, or is it just sort of made-up kind of conspiracy stuff?
See, as soon as you say conspiracy, shut me down.
No. Well, I don't know what other word to use. I guess you're saying there's no proof that it's... So I sort of say, well, then how else would you term it? If there's no proof, then it's like...
The proof will come out. You just have to bide your time.
Well, see, and as you know, I put my hand up straight away and say I am totally not all across American politics, not even all across Australian politics.
All it means is Trump 2024 can occur, but I have said before he'll be in that office well before the end of this year. March 4 is the date I've put out there.
March 4. So you still think... I know, when I did see that Trump had been acquitted, I thought, oh, no. How can this fake tanned Barbie Mattel blonde haired man get back in office on March 4th?
Because there's enough supporters out there, and as soon as the fraud gets
Okay, so you think this is going to be... See, half the time I don't know whether you're serious with all this stuff or whether you're mucking around.
Well...
Are you 100% serious that you genuinely think he... He's going to be back in office.
He'll be back in office because he's the rightful president of the United States. When the fraud does come out, it will be presented to the world as to how deep it went. Unfortunately, they can't reveal it now because the sting operation is still taking place.
Are they going to reveal it ever?
Well, they should, because to bring the guy back, if you don't have any sort of evidence, the people who are against him will be like you. Well,
exactly.
Is it a coup taking place in the States or not?
Well, exactly. You think it all sounds a bit Coco Loco. Okay, well, that's all too difficult for me. I'll ask you this. Here and now.
Okay, the important
does
question.
Does Donald Trump fake tan? Do you think... I'll deal with something I can handle. Does Donald Trump fake tan?
Look at his diet. Nothing but takeaway. Burgers, KFC. The Golden Arches.
Mm-hmm.
How pasty would that guy be? He spends all his time indoors.
Okay, so are you saying you think he fake tans or no?
I believe he would.
Yeah, seriously.
Look at Melania. She's as dark as anything, but she probably fake tans as well and probably rubs in that extra lotion that gets darker, and Trump's following suit, isn't he?
He is. Oompa Loompa orange all the way. And what about his hair? I mean, that is like Barbie's hair, Mattel hair.
It's real, though. He's proven it. He's actually tried to pull it off. He's allowed a reporter or two to grab his massive chunky locks.
Yeah, but I mean, surely he dyes it blonde.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, ridiculous. Melania, how can you take him seriously? He cannot lead the world. I mean, politics aside, purely on his looks. That's ridiculous. Fake tan blonde hair.
There's two versions. There's the businessman who's probably not as good as he could be. He's in debt to millions. And, yeah, Russia helped, pay his debts.
He only got there because of his father.
Yeah, true.
He was handed that, seriously.
But he's got a magnificent stage presence, and when he talks, the world listens. Even if it is a little bit offbeat, the world's still into it. So.
Magnificent stage presence. What shows are you going to see at the theatre?
Anytime he was doing those presidential debates, he just managed to own the stage, and that is a remakable achievement from
I'd
someone.
I'd have to disagree with you, my friend.
Well, the presidential job is an acting job. So
yeah, but he does a poor job. All he does
no,
is
he doesn't.
He does. He dodges questions and just says that's fake news if anything gets too hard. He's an imbecile. I'm sorry.
That's how you shut someone down. Fake news. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, fellow Trumpy. I've even got my Make America Great hat and all that a man is brilliant, and you, and like he said, you just wait, it's going to all come out, it's been all going into place. But listen, about the, I just have to say, shame on you for putting, ridiculing him for having yellow skin. Well, Michael Jackson was a very dark man who ended up going very white, and he told the world he had a problem with his medical condition where it sent his skin white.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't Trumpy have keratinitis?
He might have it.
Well, maybe he does. Maybe he just hoes into carrots all the time.
Other thing about his hair colour, he's been blonde as long as I've known him. Now, I'm the same. I've been blonde a very long time from originally being a dark person. I think of myself as a blonde now. I'm a true blue natural blonde.
Blondes have more fun, as they say.
Send some photos in, Lee.
Oh, which ones? The dark ones or the blonde ones?
Send them all in. Send them all in. We'll check it out.
So Trumpy now, in my opinion, for being that many years a blonde, is a natural blonde, okay? Yeah. And don't pick on him for the yellow skin. It could be a medical condition called keratinitis.
And do you reckon, Lee, that if it was a medical condition, he wouldn't have been spruiking on about that for years? Of course he would.
Oh, look, the man is a... He's got class and taste, so he... No, he wouldn't. He's very tasteful about how he's doing.
You're a beautiful
very
human being.
Very tasteful. He wasn't real tasteful when he said he used to grab that woman on the you-know-what, was he?
He's a man. What do you expect?
He's a pig.
Hold on a minute. That was definitely a setup by the Democrats.
Exactly, Lee. What more can we say? He's just been pulled down every opportunity he gets. I'm glad Lee's on my side there this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you've got one person on your side too. Anyway. In the whole of, you know...
So he answered that question.
The Gympie Kalula Coast.
So he's pale skin because keratinitis, he has a condition.
Pale skin, orange skin, and, oompa loompa orange.
And not just because he's got a takeaway diet, which is always bad for you anyway.